Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming ABC on the Civic News. Media app.
I'm Andy Field. Things are looking good, very optimistic in the debt limit negotiations, says President Biden. Not disagreeing, top Republican negotiator, North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry.
We're in the window by which we meet the June 5th deadline. It's not over, we're not done, but we're within the window of being able to perform this.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton urging supporters to protest at the state capitol in Austin tomorrow. He's accused of bribery, obstruction, and various felonies. The state house meets on whether to impeach him and send him to trial in the Senate. Attacks by Ukrainian artillery fire, mortar shells, and drones in Russia's southern Belgorod region bordering Ukraine, claimed by Russian officials, as well as a drone attack in Russia near Crimea. An annual tradition, a sea of red, white, and blue around the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on Boston Commons this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News. Shock over a plane passenger opening the door of a plane mid-flight. A 33-year-old man now in custody in South Korea. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The domestic South Korean flight landing safely with the emergency door still open. 12 of the 194 passengers on board transported to the hospital, suffering breathing problems and other minor symptoms. South Korean authorities have not indicated a motive, saying the passenger was traveling alone and showed no signs of being drunk.
A $25 million wrongful death suit against Walmart over the death of a suspected shoplifter last month in San Francisco. Banco Brown accused of shoplifting, but family attorney John Burris saying Brown posed no threat and was outside the store when a security guard shot him.
What do you think is going to happen when you confront people for petty theft and the officers have guns?
The security guard claiming self-defense, but reportedly had his own history of shoplifting arrests. Andy Field, ABC News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served,
my
My buddies from the army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you actually want unbiased news? 844-967-2789. If you're being honest with yourself, do you really want unbiased news, totally unbiased news? Because I read an article that kind of makes the argument that that's not what Americans actually want when it comes down to it. This is an article from Vox that says exactly that. Do Americans really want, quote, unbiased news? And it's making, it brings this up because CNN and The Messenger both say that they're chasing the middle. And the argument, the article argues that, like, that may not be a great business model. And it's arguing that because there's not a lot of proof that as an medium, that news is doing that great, like just straight unbiased news. And the first point being, Americans don't consume that much news. And I think it's weird because we live in this bubble where we consume so much news.
So much, yes.
And I'm sure, and I'm probably asking the wrong people who listen to this show. I do want your answer. Do you want unbiased news? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But I also understand that the people who listen to this show may not be the, or the civic media network in general, may not be the best cross-section of Americans in general when it comes to news consumption. But I think it's an interesting question because this is basically saying that the audience for news delivered by newspapers and TV sets has been in decline for years.
Right.
Which we know,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it drops, I mean, it those drops preceded even the internet. And, you know, but obviously then with the internet, it has sped up. But for someone like CNN, which is, it's also interesting, like, I feel like something like Messenger, which I don't really, I haven't heard of before I started worrying about this. It's, but it's new. Messenger has been a source of fascination for media circles for months, in large part because the company has been hiring journalists at a rapid clip. So at least I feel like, so with something new like Messenger, maybe you can start fresh and say, hey, we are unbiased, and that is our mission, that is our goal. CNN has, I feel like, has a bigger hill to climb because I'm not sure they've been thought of as unbiased for a while. But now with the new leadership and new direction, they're trying to do that. So that's two different...
That's two different things.
Two different hills to climb.
Yep.
But, you know, when CNN first pioneered always on cable in 1980. Wow, I can't believe I'm surprised. 1980. CNN's been on for a while, but you know, and they quickly realized that when viewers would tune in, it was usually when something big was happening. It was a war. It was 9/11. It was something where people were like, "What is happening?" But generally tuned out between those big events. And so one way to solve that was to position yourself as an advocacy network for either liberals or conservatives. And we still see this as far as even more so the niche of who are you talking to and who are you catering your articles and your stories and your topics to.
Sure.
With the internet. Like, I think about one of the sites I check a lot that I would have to imagine that probably none of our other other hosts of other shows.
Oh, let me guess.
Which one?
Jezebel.
Yes. But Jezebel is it's politics, it's pop culture, but it's all female writers.
Yep.
It's got comedy. It's got a slant that's very much for this show. And for me, and I've been reading that site since 2010,
wow.
2011. But like, they know who they're talking to. And I think that's the same thing with cable news. Who are you talking to? Because with the news, it's written in a way that it's talking to everybody and it is objective. And often being purely objective, not that entertaining.
Well, look at Fox's entire business model.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to feed them what they want. We're just going to give them all ice cream. They want ice cream. We're going to give them the conspiracy theory ice cream because they lap it up.
And so I guess my question, and it's a similar but different question that we've had previously. I think previously we were asking, where do you get your news from? And we got a bunch of people calling in, giving different suggestions, things I hadn't heard before, a lot of independent sites. And I would imagine that with those outlets or those people that you're getting your news from, you also trust them. But it's slightly different question as far as do you want your news with a little opinion added on top? And I think about it for myself as far as I have those people that I trust on like the bigger things. So like, investigate, like the things I'm not going to sit down and like, I'm going to watch the whole thing or I'm going to read the whole report and simply because of time or whatever. Right. And so you start to trust the people who are going to do that. And
who,
then they
read all the articles,
the people who do the live tweet threads.
Yes.
Of like, this is the interpretation of my interpretation of what's happening in this oversight hearing committee thing, or I read the entire Mueller report, here is what it said, or here are the big takeaways, like the people who sum it up for you so that you don't have to spend the time to do the entire go watch or read the entire thing,
right?
And so you pick the people who do that for you, and some of them are truly do it in an unbiased way, but are you gonna be totally honest that you don't follow some people who do those things and they're like a little biased?
I feel they might agree with me.
Well, what do you think, Jane?
It's a tricky slope. It's a tricky slope. You have to tell people things sometimes they don't want to hear. That's what mm-hmm. news is. And that's just the brutal truth of it. And trying to treat everything equally. I just saw this on Twitter late last night, and this is related to education, but they were talking about teachers and colleges dealing with people who deny that the Holocaust happened and how to handle that in the classroom. And this one guy said, well, don't you have to give equal time to people who believe that, even though they might be wrong? No.
No.
No. The Holocaust happened. Millions and millions of people were murdered.
Yeah.
So that's where I think
it goes back to your thing you always say is like, there's gravity.
Gravity exists, people. It does. It's just a fact. And I don't think facts have bias.
Yes. Facts don't have bias. Interpretation has bias.
Yes.
Limitations of facts. Of there's only so much news we have. There's only so many facts we have so far. And there is always the option that there could be more facts to find. But I think as soon as you said that, Jane, I was thinking about the fact that I think 2 weeks ago when we talked to Sarah Gagnon, who was one of the creators of the game for, and this was a game for middle schoolers about learning how to be a journalist. And like that entire, the entire concept of the game is to build trust and find facts and have to like get information and understand that a story is always evolving and that by the time you have to hit your deadline, it's not that the story is over.
Right.
It's just once it gets published.
Right.
And so, I don't know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you want unbiased news? Tom from Nakusa is joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you want to say?
I want to say I want my news biased and towards the left because the major news networks now give equal weight to statements from both sides, and we know that they're just trying to keep the conservatives there. But one side is trying to burn books. One side is trying to take over education, and they're giving equal weight to both sides of an argument when they shouldn't, when they should be journalists and question a lot more than they really are. So I don't really watch mainstream news, but
well, and
that's the way I find it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Tom, as Kristen pointed out, it's not necessarily the journalists who are making these decisions. It's the people who are over these journalists who are telling them, this is how I want you to cover this.
That's absolutely true. I used to love listening to Rachel Maddow when she was on Air America. And now I won't watch anything she says.
Oh, that's interesting. So. You didn't like her? You didn't like her MSNBC show?
No, that's totally biased.
Oh, interesting.
Well, she makes $30,000 a day. So,
I know. When I found out how much she makes, I was like, I wonder if I'll ever be able to make a fraction of that doing this. Well, Tom, you got a big Memorial Day weekend planned?
No, I got to work.
You got to work.
I work part-time. I'm retired, but I work part-time. So.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Oh,
and enjoy the weekend, Tom. Anyway, and thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You can check into 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can text and or call if you like.
But when we come back, it's also a little different, at least on polling and surveying of who thinks the news is super biased. So we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. But we'd love to hear from you. Do you, if you're being honest with yourself, do you want your news unbiased? Or do you tend to follow the people who you kind of already agree with? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Very carefully, it may be you.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
We've got three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies overnight with a low of 41. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mid-70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 41 overnight, high of 74 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are just counting down until the long weekend.
For most of us.
What do you mean for most of us?
Tom has to work.
Well, Tom has to work, yes. Tom, I'm sorry, you have to work. And other people, definitely. I'm sure anyone working in the service industry is working this weekend.
You bet.
A lot of people are working. And obviously, anyone who's doing any of the organization for all of the Memorial Day events that are happening,
yes.
Both fun events, also events memorializing those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. I know, I'm sure this is all of the thousands of flags that they put up over at the
cemeteries.
The cemeteries and everything. And so, so yes, you're right. Not everyone gets off. But it was funny planning for today's show because I read that yesterday, not today, is expected to be the biggest travel day of the year.
People getting one day jump ahead of everybody.
Taking a 4-day weekend instead. And so between driving and or flying. So I was like, I wonder what our engagement will be like today. It's how many people who are already checked out for the week.
Yep.
But
if you're out to the cabin up north.
If you're out there and you're listening live, shoot us a text just to say hi. 844-967-2789. Or to answer the question, if you're being honest, do you actually want unbiased middle of the road news? 844-96-PARTY. We have a message on the Facebook live stream from our friend Joe McClear. Of course I want my news biased because I want it based in reality. And as the great thinker of our time, Stephen Colbert, so astutely said, it is a well-known fact that reality has a liberal bias.
And who is going to argue with Stephen Colbert?
I mean, I would never. He's a very smart man.
Yes, he is a very smart man.
His memory and the things that I remember watching an interview of him once just like saying sonnets and rap lyrics by memory. And it was that moment. I was like, I can barely remember some of my cousin's names. And like, oh, even that, because he's one of nine, I think. And the way he lists off all his siblings' names in order, which should be expected. But even some people, I think, with a lot of siblings, I feel like we should, the next time we get Charlie Barron's on the show, we'll see how quickly he can name off all 11 of his siblings, since he's one of 12.
He is?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know he was one of 12.
Oh, yeah, he's a baker's dozen.
Wow.
And I think he's the second oldest.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Big family.
Big family.
A lot of barons running around.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to let us know, do you want your news with a little bias? Our friend Dave in the Shaw joining us. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Hey, so I wanted to share a little bit about what our parent group here in Waukesha, the Alliance for Education, you know, we've gotten a lot of media coverage in the last couple of years with school board stuff. And so I've had a lot of interaction with media in the last 2.5 years or whatever. And it seems like the print media, particularly newspapers, are the ones that are most interested in telling a really neutral story. So it seems like, you know, television, they're looking for like the clicks or the views or the simple stuff. They just want the overview. But the print media in particular, like the Journal Sentinel, Washington Post, Boston Globe, those folks just seem really interested in telling as full of a story from as neutral perspective as possible. And so I really appreciate their approach. I don't like being told what I don't want to hear, but I appreciate that perspective nonetheless.
That's a really interesting perspective to have, to be on the other side of being fielding media requests and hearing how thorough the questions are from different journalists or the contact points from your guys' point of view, especially because it's been, I mean, as you said, it was school lunches. It's obviously been everything that was happening with Rainbowland. Here's my question. Since TMZ picked up that story, how thorough was TMZ?
You know, all of those I just avoid altogether.
Okay.
But you make a good point, Tom, in that, but newspapers have the luxury of being able to do an in-depth long-form piece.
Yes.
And I certainly agree with you about TV. They're looking for the emotion that's going to get the click. So where's the angle that will trigger how people feel about something? Because I would think that that's going to be more of their focus because they can't take the time. I mean, they could take the time, but they're not going to do a big investigative piece. Most of them don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think theirs are always like a 30-second or a minute bit on whatever's happening. And then the newspapers, you know, they're telling an 8 or 10 minute read. And that's, I just have such an appreciation for newspapers.
Me too.
Me too.
I don't appreciate the television or radio or whomever else covering whatever. It's just newspapers just tell such a great story.
I totally agree.
That's a great plug for subscriptions, Tom.
Yes. Dave.
Or Dave, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dave, have a great long weekend. Well, thank you for... you got something more?
Oh, I was just going to say, happy Memorial Day. Thanks to all the vets out there. Thanks to those that have given their all, their families, in particular those Gold Star families. And happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks so much.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point to be on the other side of it from Dave's perspective, as far as it's one thing to read it and try to vet out what coverage you like consuming. It's another thing to be interested to see how your story gets told.
Definitely.
And who told it in what way, especially again and again and again. Because he's not kidding. I mean, that was 2 years ago. The Alliance for Education was still, they were at the front lines of when the school board, the Waukesha school board, was like, we don't need free lunch. We don't need these kids to have handouts. And that made national news. And so they were fielding all of that as well. So, all right. Well, we're going to keep, you know, there's people out there.
There are people out there who have not left town yet.
There's people who are listening, who would like to engage. So we're going to keep this topic going. And actually, I have a quick story as far as bias and impartiality, because I got a DM yesterday from someone who was very angry about me being biased. And I said, you know that I'm an opinion contributor, right?
Oh, goody. I can't wait.
This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Things are looking good, very optimistic in the debt limit negotiations, says President Biden. Not disagreeing, top Republican negotiator, North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry.
We're in the window by which we meet the June 5th deadline. It's not over, we're not done. But we're within the window of being able to perform this.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton urging supporters to protest at the state capitol in Austin tomorrow. He's accused of bribery, obstruction, and various felonies. The state house meets on whether to impeach him and send him to trial in the Senate. Attacks by Ukrainian artillery fire, mortar shells, and drones in Russia's southern Belgorod region bordering Ukraine, claimed by Russian officials, as well as a drone attack in Russia near Crimea. An annual tradition, a sea of red, white, and blue around the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on Boston Commons this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're talking about whether or not you want unbiased news. Because CNN and The Messenger are trying to reach the middle, trying to be unbiased. And an article I found in Vox is saying, well, I don't know if that's the best business model because, of, you know, along with generally... are Americans' decline in how much news they consume, but also the news that they do consume comes with a bit of a slant.
In some cases, more than just a bit.
In some cases, more than just a bit. But it's also interesting because, and so we're asking you, if you're being honest with yourself and where you get your news from, do you tend to enjoy hearing it from people that tend to... also be outraged by the same things as you.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
And because one of the things that the article points out that's another problem with the claim that Americans want unbiased news is a truth in labeling problem. It's that it's not that Americans think news is biased. It's people who lean Republican.
Really?
So Democrats, by and large, think the news they get from existing outlets is reasonably trustworthy. As it's a, they got that from a YouGov poll that I can link from in today's show notes, and it replicates a similar one that was conducted about a year ago. And it's really Republicans who distrust almost all outlets that aren't explicitly aimed at them, like OAN,
yeah,
and Fox and Newsmax. Even Messenger's own poll that purports to show a hunger for unbiased news underscores this. 55% of Democrats think coverage of their own party is fair, whereas only 19% of Republicans said the same.
Wow, that's quite a disparity. Well, well done, Fox News and OAN and Newsmax, and you have convinced people that you are the only ones they can trust. Way to go.
Yeah, I thought that was... That's and the truth is, but it is a conundrum, right? As far as how do you, I don't know if this is how I want to phrase it. How do you get those people back?
I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can. Again, if all they want is a diet of ice cream, even though it's bad for you, I don't know how you convince someone who's my age to start working in some veggies. It's just, especially when they've been given a diet of hot fudge sundaes for how long has Fox been on the air? How many decades?
I mean, they also started in the late 80s.
I think so, yeah.
So similar timing as CNN. I mean, CNN was first, but not long after that. And it's interesting because then it's such a easy out of every time you read an article that you don't like. Well, it's biased.
Well, right.
Especially with something like the Journal Sentinel, because it's like I probably read more of the comments section than I should of the Journal Sentinel because sometimes it's my videos. But, you know, every time it's a reporting on what Ron Johnson said, or they actually, I don't think they've written on this yet, but we do have a clip of Glenn Grothman's. I don't want to play it yet. We'll save it. But Glenn Grothman.
And Oshkosh, we need to talk. we really need to have a chat.
But it's interesting, you know, and so I've been in these conversations of how do you reach people who are now saying the Journal Sentinel is biased. Or, you know, trying to be people who are moderate, trying to people who are center right, but while still maintaining journalistic integrity. And, you know, we for a little while when I was before this show started and we were trying to continue doing some like innovative stuff with Journal Sentinel beyond just the videos I was making, I had this idea of doing a series called For Your Consideration, which is where we would get, in the same way a traditional op-ed column would work, where people from the community write an opinion piece,
okay,
advocating for something, it would be the same thing, but it would be a video. And so it'd be like 1 to 2 minutes advocating for an idea that you think moves Wisconsin or city of Milwaukee forward. We did a handful of them. It was hard. What I would say is that was hard to get off the ground because trying to get people who don't work for you to stick to a deadline and give them like critical feedback on their script and like performance was like, well, yeah, this sounded better in my head. But we did do a handful of them. And one of the ones we did, because we were trying to be as when Roe got overturned, and my take for the videos that I do once a week over there was this is unleashed chaos. And it has, right? In the fact that it's every state is up in the air.
Absolutely.
The amount of lawsuits, who's actually like putting, like actually executing these laws, all this different stuff. And so I stand by the take that I had. And we invited the executive director of
Wisconsin Rise of Life.
Yeah. And she was lovely. She was a lovely woman. She brought all four of her kids to Journal Sentinel, which I thought that was on brand.
only four.
And well, two are twins, to be fair. But she was on, and I swear to God, she was lovely. She was charismatic. And the angle that she took was, we have to support women even more now. And there was a lot of people in the comment section once that video went up, but also a lot of journalists at Journal Sentinel who were not happy that we platformed her. And I still, because I think it was because they were, some of the things that she said in her script were misleading as far as how much support that group.